This is Tasting Bhakti Ras and Manjri Bhav Sadhana, continuing our discussion on Manjri Srub Nirupan. We're on page 97. Incidentally, this book has just been reprinted by Dowji, our friend Dowji. It's available on Amazon as an e-book and also hardbound or soft paperback, I think. So we're discussing about Ras. Ras is translated as divine rapture, sacred rapture. It's an extraordinary, amazing, and astonishing experience of joy and bliss that fills the heart and mind at the level of bhava and prema. But this is what the eternal associates are relishing, Ras, especially Madhurya Ras, Radha and Krishna, the gopis. We're trying to equalize our hearts and minds with their hearts and minds. And by their mercy, maybe we'll be able to get some reflection or some experience of that great joy of Madhurya Ras. So to experience Ras, five components, they're called rasa samagri, means components or elements of ras. Radhisham. Hey, very colorful today. Nice. Radhisham. Team is over there. They say it's cooler over there. Fit closer to the fan. You can lean on the wall also. And you can play with your friend there too. You sit next to her and you guys can cut up in class. Two jokers sit together. I have my representative monitoring them. I may turn on another fan also. What the heck, you know?
Yes,
he more cool. Yeah, the wall is cool also. Go follow. Okay, make an offering. Open the door in Rinderica. I can't get in. Remove the fan so you don't have to worry about the fan.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are shiny. You got two movie stars with your rice water faces. Yeah, look. You both look so cute. Okay, listen. There's five factors that come together to make Ras. So one is Stai Bhav, one is Vibhav, one is Anubhav, Sattvic Bhavas, and Sansari Bhavas. So these are different experiences of the mind and heart and body due to the influence of love. Love of a mother for her children, love of a friend of a friend, or love of gopis and Krishna. Is Madhurya Ras. So to produce Madhurya Ras, you must have a lover and beloved. So the permanent emotion that doesn't change, it's called Stai Bhav, is that of a lover. So like one person can have different rasas. If someone's married, they have Madhurya Ras with her husband, they have Atsalya Ras with their kids. And they have Sakya Ras with Sakya. Friendship, Ras. So all different Rasas are available to the living beings. So Vibhav are what moves the heart. The heart is moved in the presence of the lover. If you don't have your kids, you can't get too much parental Bhav. If you're married and you have kids, but the kids aren't there, they're grown up and gone away. You still know that you're a mother and you feel dormantly in your heart your mother, but the vibhav is absent, the stimulant for that love, the kids. So vibhav is divided into vibhav Viva Prem Vishai, which is the object of love for the mother, is the object of Prem Vishai is the children, and the Prem Ashray is the mother. She's a shelter of love. Then the stimulants, so they're explaining how the example is given for Madhurya Bhav, Madhurya Ras. The object of love, the Prem Vishai is Radha and Krishna, and the Prem Ashray is Sakis and Manjaris. And Paravibhav is called, what is called the excitant, the stimulant, what's that called? Yeah, Vibhav Udipan. Udipan, Udipana, I think it's a short I. Udipan. Udipan. Like you say deep, deep means what?
Fire
lamp, yeah. So what fires you up? Uto, Uto, we say in Uto means get up. Udila Arana Purava Bhagi. All these UD, UT means get up. So Udipan, fired up. Get excited, stimulated. So if you don't see the one you love, you don't get stimulated. But you see a picture of one you love, somebody shows a painting of Krishna, right? He gets excited. So that's called the Vibhava Udipan. So the banks of Radhakund, the kunja, the full moon, and the wind, the breeze, and the buzzing bees, and all different ideas are there. Now, once one gets excited, the Stai Bhav gets excited by the presence of the Vibhav, then there's something that follows, a Bhav, a feeling that follows. Follows all that. It's called Anu, Anu Bhav. Anu means the Bhav that follows that. So these are expressions of love. Then the love increases, the heart gets more and more excited in the presence of the lover. And then Sattvic Bhavas are seen. The hair stands on end, one trembles, the upper lip may tremble, may perspire, may cry, all these things. And secondary emotions are called sanchari. Sanchari means they move towards the center. They move, they enhance. It says the sancharis are like waves on the ocean. The waves beautify the ocean. They arise, they're caused by the ocean, and they fall back, they merge back into the ocean. But when they appear, they make the ocean more beautiful when they agitate the ocean with big waves. So these are all sanchari or vyavachari. So when the manjaris see Radha and Krishna dancing, their minds become, they start getting excited. And they just, this example that Kunjavihari Babaji is giving, he says they show two different sanchari bhavas take over the heart of the mantras and sakis when they watch Radha and Krishna dance. So this is called sanchari. One thing is they become happy. It's called harsha bhava. It's one of the sanchari bhavas. There's 33 bhavas. It's like when you see somebody dancing, and maybe you become happy to see that. Like some of our disciples, they like to dance. So when there's kirtan, and especially I can't dance too much these days. But when I see them dancing, I become very harsh, I become very happy. They're a little shy, so they usually hide behind a column or hide somewhere in the yard where I can't see them. I try. And then it says their minds become absorbed in watching how Radha and Krishna is transformed in love while they're dancing. And then the manjaris display a sanchari called Mati, which means they absorb their minds in reflecting upon the beauty and the feelings of Radha Krishna. So two different phone is overheated. Yeah, our phone doesn't work in the hot weather. Our computers aren't working too good either. It's 48 degrees or something like that. That's a crazy thing. It all becomes irrelevant. Because the body temperature is 37. So when it goes above 37, then it's all like you're inside an oven. You know? It's like you lose sense of, there's no differential to measure anything. It's hot inside your body, it's the same temperature. It's hotter outside your body than inside. So just meditate on 37 degrees. Okay, yeah, do you change your phone? Yeah, it's not so easy to change my phone. It's burning up. Okay. So now Kunjihari, he shows an example here, some verse. He quotes a verse, and this is what we're supposed to do. That's why we're studying this science of rasa. We have so many classes on this. Because we're supposed to do this to increase our appreciation, understanding all the different levels of exchange that are going on. That's why they call these scriptures rasa shastra. Krishna Bhavadamrita, Govinda Bhavadamrita, Bhagavatam, etc. So in order to understand how much is rasa shastra, you have to know the science of rasa, what's going on here. So Kunjabihari in the Manjari Srupa Nirupan gives an example, it quotes a verse from Krishna Bhavanamrita at the end of the book. It's Nisha Lila. Rachi Lila from 1048 to 336. And then he analyzes it. So what he does is what we're supposed to do when we read Shastra. First we study Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Nila Mani, because these are the textbooks on Rasa Tattva. So we have to understand these textbooks, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and then Ujjala Nila Mani. Study them and read them. And then when we read Govinda Lilamrita and Bhavanasara Sangraha and Krishna Agakamudi and Krishna Bhavanamrita, then we can get deeper appreciation. Because the whole practice in Manjari Bhav is called Sadharani Karan. Sadharani Karan is actually practiced, really, truly practiced when we come to Bhava Bhakti. That's why this term appears in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu on the chapter describing Bhava Bhakti. But Anantadas Babaji, he taught his disciples, he wrote a book called Rasa Darshan in Bengali and English, translated in English. And there he encourages even new devotees to engage in Sadharani Karan, which means to equalize your feelings or identify your feelings with the feelings of the Nitya Parishads, like Rupa Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, who is Raghunath Das Goswami. So to do Siddharani Karan, you have to already have done your homework. So that's why we're having this class called TBR in our local team, TBR, Chasing Bhakti Ras. So we're going to go through these different books. We've gone through, I don't know what books, we've gone through some books already. So this is a summary. This book that before me is a summary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Nila Mani, done by the guru of Anantadas Babaji Maharaj, Kunjabihari Das Babaji. So we're reading from that. So he cites a verse, chapter 20 of Krishna Bhavanamrita, verse 45. Translation. This book has been reprinted recently by our old friend Dowji. And it's on an Amazon ebook and also a paperback book. I haven't seen Dowji, I don't know where he is, I think South India or something. I saw on the internet the book is advertised. That's an important book. It says the translation, oh, what a wonder! Radha and Krishna are caught up or absorbed in their erotic amusements, have now become overcome with ecstatic lovemaking, that they have reversed their positions. It's called Viparita Vilas. Like a bolt of lightning desiring to attack the cloud-like lover. So a bolt of lightning, of course, is Radharani Vidyut. Vidyut means lightning. And Ghanasyam is getting beat up. getting conquered as usual. Possessed by the cupid, Radharani shows her lover her power. That's pretty good. It's a Seki Drisham Bala. Seki Drisham. Seki shows her Bala her power. Okay. Seeing this, the Manjaris peeking through the windows of the Kunja drench the windowsills with their tears. So the Manjaris are in ecstasy, and one of the symptoms of ecstasy is called Sattvic Bhava is crying. So they're crying to see the Kambijai Lila of Radharani. The Rasila, the Acharyas describe the Rasila as Kambijai Lila. This Lila is a victory over Kam. Kam is lust. Material lust is called Kam. But the Acharyas describe that the love of Radharani and Krishna and the Gopis is called Prema, but they describe it as Kam. Because it's full of desire, but it's pure desire, that's why it's Prema. The Premashraya Gopis have unlimited desires to please the senses of Krishna. This is quite opposite of our calm. Our calm is we're all absorbed in the desires to please ourselves. And we find the most pleasure in pleasing ourselves by enjoying with men and women. That's considered the peak of pleasure. Because during that exchange of men and women union, you completely forget everything about the other person and absorb yourself in your own pleasure, which is the height of selfishness. That's why Krishna Skaraj compares material sensual union as calm to iron, and the love of the gopis and Krishna is gold. So one has no value, and one is very costly and very valuable. So the Manjaris are witnessing all this, so Kunjayari breaks this down. So in this description here, what is the permanent mood of love being described? What? Madura, not Madhurya, it's Madhurya Rasa, it's called Madura, Madurati. What is that? What is the name of that component of Ras? Stai Bhav or Stai Rati. So Stai Bhav is, but the Manjaris, now the Manjaris, what is their Stai Bhav? It's Madurati, but it's special as my, some people say it's a separate Rati, but my Guru Maharaj says it's a variety of Madurati. What is that special variety of the Manjaris? Bhavalas Rati. What does that mean? You can describe what Bhavalas Rati means? Jai Shri Krishna? I think your name is Jai Shri Krishna?
Yes, my Sanskrit isn't very good.
What?
I'm not good with the terms.
Yeah.
So I can't explain what you just said because I don't know the verse.
Yeah, Bhavalasrati is described in Nectar of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it's kind of like the combination of words, Bhava Las. Bhava means the Bhava Radharani, in this case, the Manjaris. This is a special Rati that only the Manjaris have, generally. Conceivably, a Sakhi can have it, but the Sakhis that usually display Bhava Las Rati are the Nitya Sakhis or Pran Sakhis, who are also both called Manjaris or Dasis. So Ulas means rise. Ulas means it rises. Their hearts rise. It means they have more love. They have in Madhuri Rati, the Manjaris have amorous love towards Krishna. That's their Stairati. But they have more love for Radharani. More amorous love for Radharani. You want to say something?
Is it Tat Tat Bhavishmani?
That's what they have. That's the type of utter rust that the Manjaris are experiencing, and some Sakhis also. But Bhavalasrati is a different flavor of the Stairati. It's kind of like it's confusing because it's similar. Bhavalasrati is specifically because some Sakhis are Tat Tat Bhavishmani. The only Manjaris, because they're one with Radharani's heart, which is Tat Bhava. But when Radharani is feeling ecstasy, the Manjaris, their hearts rise up in ecstasy like Radharani. So Bhava Las. It's described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So the Stai Bhava, the Manjaris who are observing this, Radharani enjoying with Krishna and the superior Viparita Vilas, they're experiencing Bhava Las Rati. And then what are the Vibhavs? So the praying Vishai is Radha and Krishna together. And the praying Vashrai is who? Vibhav praying Vashrai is who? Gopis, Sakhis and Manjaris. And what is the Vibhav Udipan? What are the stimulants? Udipan means stimulants, exciting. Well, the flower bed. The kunja, the flower bed. The nighttime. Full moon. We already said that, flower bed, bed of flowers. So what now? What when now they're there and the Udipan is there and the Stai Bhava is there? Then what follows? What follows the Vibhav? What's the term? Anubhav. So these are expressions of love, voluntary expressions of love. What are they? The Manjari. So this is from the Manjari's viewpoint. The Manjari's what Anubhav is. What are they when they're seeing this? Then they get excited and they start whispering among themselves. Look at this. That's our Swami, that's our Ishwari. So they're talking about what they're seeing. And looking through the window of the kunja, and they're feeling such ecstasy. They have then following that, they get really absorbed and excited. What do they do? What, according to the verse that we read. They start crying, and where do their tears fall? I just read the verse. Where do tears fall?
On the boats.
They fall on the window. Imagine somebody outside your bedroom looking through your window and crying. You look out your window and say, oh, it's raining. Why? Because there's water falling down the window. It's not raining, it's the tears of Manjari peeking through the window. That's what the verse said. It came a little late. It said the Manjaris are watching this Viparita Vilas of Radha and Krishna. and they're crying from outside the kunja, and their tears are wetting the windowsill. Quite an object of meditation. So, what are the Sanchari Bhavas? One Sanchari Bhava is Dharpa. Dharpa means pride. It's in the 16th Shatra Gita. It's the quality of a demon. What's that verse? Yes, it is qualities of the demon, pride. But the gopis are showing, it's called Sanchari Bhava. It moves towards their sthayi bhava of Madhurati, of Avalasrati, and heightens it, increases it. So the manjis are feeling pride, proud. Of who? Radharani ki jai, jai shri, jai shri. Before to be lost. Ishri is conquering Krishna. But what they're proud, they're feeling pride, because why? No. They're Bhavalasrati. So why are they feeling pride? Because Rarani's feeling proud. Their rati, ulas means it rises. Bhavalas, the bhav. This is a bhav, this is a sattvic bhav. I mean, a sanchari bhav. Rarani's proud, I'm beating this guy up bad. This guy's getting defeated. Who said women are weaker sex? You guys are writing in Sanskrit, avala. Oh yeah, I'll show you guys who's avala. Avala means no power. The verse says, Sekhidri Shambhala. Sekhidri Shambhala, Radharani is showing, Sekhi Radharani is showing her strength. I'll show you, Drisha means I'll show you, buddy. Sekhidri Shambhala. So Radharani is seeing Radharani's pride in her victory. The Manjris also feel pride. And delight, Harsha. So these are two Sanchari Bhavas, Harsha and Dharpa. Dharpa? Dharpa. So do you feel Harsha and Dharpa? So this is called Sadharani Karan, identifying with the Bhav. So he gives that example. And so then he explains that term. He says, the sadhaka who has been touched by the mood of the sakis, means Gopi Bhav, or in this case, Madhurati or Radharani, will identify and feel the generalization of emotions as described in this verse of Krishna Bhavanamrita. So that's called Sadharani Karan. And it's described in the second way, chapter 5 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where Rupa Goswami describes Bhava Bhakti. If you come to Bhava, you have the symptoms of Bhava. What are the 9 symptoms of Bhava, you know? Nam Gane Ruchi. Great taste for singing the name and glories and songs about Krishna. What about time? What is it? Avyakta Kalatvam. You don't let a minute go by without serving Krishna. And? Priti Vasatis. Priti Vasatis Thale. What it means? Love to live in Radhakund. Okay, good. What else?
Shanti. Shanti is there.
K-S-H-A-N-T.
Perseverance.
So, good day to practice. That means don't quit. Never quit. Keep going. People tell them, so drink this rust until you drop. That's a verse. There's a verse, what's it? First canto, chapter 1, verse 3. Pivitam rasalyam. What does alyam mean? Destruction. Pralaya. Alyam means pralaya. Drink this rasa of bhagavatam until you faint. Pivitam means piao, piao. Pani piao. Pivata bhagavatam rasalyam. Drink the rasa of bhagavatam until you faint and fall. Boom. Out. 1, 2, 3, out. TKO, technical knockout. Bhagavatam, drink until you drop. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Raise your hand if you read the Bhagavatam every day. Acha? Raise your finger if you're thinking about it. You guys are all bogus. Imposters. Kali Chela. Mahaprabhu is the father of Govibhav, the father of Raghunatha Bhakti. Raghunatha Bhakti Prachar. He came to preach Raghunatha Bhakti. What did he do every day?
He heard Bhagavatam.
He heard Bhagavatam, he studied Rasa Shastra, and he heard the Bhagavatam. So do the same thing. Study Rasa Shastra. Read Govindamrita, Bhavanamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Krishna Kumari, and Bhagavatam every day. Dirty girl. Psyche. So let's read more. This is Tasting Bhakti Ras in Manjri Bhava Sadhana. This is chapter 10 of Manjri Srupa Nirupan by Kunti Bihari Das. Kindly translated by Jagannanda Das. He's a great pundit, a really learned person, Sanskrit, Bengali, Hindi, everything. So it's a very correct translation. Chapter 10. The practice that leads to becoming a Manjri. How to become a Manjri? Chapter 10. The best way to attain Manjri Srupa and the Seva as a Palya Dasi, as a Maitsur and Dasi Radharani. This is based on the teachings of this book, this chapter. It's based on the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, and Radha Krishna Goswami, who is a Bengali Brahmin who lived, not too long ago, 1920 to 1980 or something like that. In this recent time, he had commentaries on Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's very rustic, highly respected, Radha Krishna Goswami. I think he's Nityananda Vamsa also. Radha Krishna Goswami. The conclusion of these three acharyas is how to develop Manjri Bhava is by hearing and chanting about the activities of the Nitya Siddha Manjris. So therefore we have to hear and read the books of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Das Goswami, which means Stavamala and Stavavali. Which in Stavavali you'll find Vilava Krishna Manjari and Vrajavilas Stava and Mana Shiksha and so many interesting and important poetry and teachings. The Nitya Siddha Gopis constantly relish the nectar of Krishna's form, qualities, his taste, his fragrance, the sound of his voice and flute, his touch. So we, as sadhakas, he has a prayer, this is a prayer by Kundalini. We beg these Nityasthira Mantris for the remnants of their prasad. In other words, that they bless us that we can experience. In other words, before he starts teaching how to become a mantri, how to become an eternal servant of Radharani and Manjari Bhav, he, Kunjari Hari Das Raji, prays to the Nityasthira Mantris for their kripa, for their mercy. Tasting this Madhurya Ras himself, Mahabhu taught it to all the devotees. Mahabhu was rich with the jewel of praying. He never discriminated as to time, Kala Desha Patra. He gave everyone, whoever anyone he met, he gave this Raghunuga Bhakti Amandri Bhav. Mahabhu was the greatest of charitable persons. Sri Krishna, Vrajadam, and Krishna, the eternal associates like Radharani and the gopis, they all lie beyond the conception and perception of our words and thoughts. The transcendental realm and the eternal associates of Krishna can never be understood or appreciated with our gross material senses. Everything about Krishna, Radharani, and the gopis can only be revealed to the sadhaka by the internal potency or Vishuddha Sattva. Another name of this state of pure goodness is called Vasudeva. Until this Vishuddha Sattva appears in an individual in the heart of a devotee has no ability to understand Krishna. And Krishna will not appear in the mind or heart of one that doesn't have Vishuddha Sattva. The manifestation, the reception of Vishuddha Sattva is only possible by the grace of an advanced devotee. So that's why we always, wherever we meet devotees, wherever we associate with devotees, past or present, manifest or unmanifest, we're always begging and crying for mercy. Kripakaro. This is a very nice book, actually. The Upanishads refer to Krishna as the embodiment of sacred rapture, which is the English translation of the word Ras. In other words, Rasa Vaisaha, Krishna, the absolute truth is Ras. Ras is manifest in Krishna's name, form, and as well as his whole nature. If one is fortunate to contact this saint who has made Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes one's very life and soul, then by the mercy of such a saint, we'll hear that mercy will act as fire acts upon a piece of iron to make it gradually take on the properties of fire. So by constantly associating with an advanced Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, one will gradually become spiritualized. One's mind will gradually become spiritualized by constant contact with this transcendental subject matter. What did I say, Gopal?
One's mind will become transcendentalized by constantly associating with
transcendental subject matter. What does that mean in simple English, Brindarika?
That when we associate with pure Vaishnavas and with these books of the Goswamis.
Make it shorter.
We get purified, and mind gets
Now what he's saying is the advanced Vaishnavas, if we have the fortune to meet a living advanced Vaishnava, that's rare and that's very, very good. But in the essence of that, we all have the great saints are in the books. So read the books of the great saints and you'll get the mercy of the great saints. Read over and over again. This is a teaching of Ananda Swaji. He says, you just keep reading Vidyakusumanjali, Radha Sudhanidhi, Krishna Karamrita with the commentaries of Ananda Das. And you keep reading Bhagavatam, especially the Gitas of the Bhagavatam, the Gaudi Gitas. Over and over and again with commentaries, with prayer, with surrender, with submission, with purity of purpose. And eventually the mercy will flow into the heart. Our heart will become full of Vishuddha Sattva. We transform. Our iron-like heart will turn into fire. This is the presentation. So it's a bhajan of study. Chanting holy name and studying these books over and over again. Because there are books full of Madhurya Ras. We were missing that. We don't have the love for Krishna. These books are full of prema and they're full of Madhurya Ras. So we read these books over and again. With the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, we'll get Krishna prema and Madhurya Ras. So don't be lazy. Go crazy. Read these books. There's somebody sitting in this room that has some of the books memorized. Like Bhavanasara Sangra. So that's a great, great achievement. And one can only count the days when the mercy will rain on that person's heart. Because such intense sincerity the person has applied to memorize the content of one of these transforming books. These are transforming books. They take an iron-like heart and turn it into a golden heart of love. Let's see where we are here. The sadhaka's mind will become gradually spiritualized by constant contact, by constantly reading. You can fall asleep with a book on your nose. Wake up with a book on your nose. That's a short way of saying it. You ever hear that expression, keep your nose in the books? That's from old school America. Keep your nose in the books means don't look at that cute girl across the hall. put your nose down the book, you know. Pay attention to your studies. Now I'm studying some other subject. You'll get a grade for that. You get degraded. you'll get a grade in the course by studying that subject. So what else he says? It is possible to conceive of Krishna along with his eternal associates when the mind is pure. A devotee becomes competent to relish the ways and means of their sweet exchange of love. So when we become purified, when we get Vishuddha Sattva into our heart, it becomes the platform of Bhava Bhakti, then we can relish the bhava in the hearts of the eternal associates. The desire to please one's own senses is called what? Lust. Calm. But the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna is called prema. Lust is the darkness of ignorance, where love is the brilliant sun. sunshine. The heart is considered, in other words, a living entity. The heart is considered impure as long as it is filled with lust and selfishness. Watch out. With an impure mind, it's impossible to appreciate the happiness of contact with Krishna. Krishna Sparsha Ananta Harsha. How do you like that? Krishna Sparsha Ananta Harsha. You understand? You contact Krishna, you feel unlimited joy. Harsh. Baba, Radharani, welcome. Sannyasi Baba. Radharani. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm missing you. Okay, so let's go on here. It is necessary for Krishna's Ladini Shakti to come into our heart and transform our material lust into love. If that happens, one will become eager to always experience the happiness of contact with Krishna. Krishna's name, form, and pastimes are like the sun in a clear sky. It shines down on the lust darkened heart of the conditioned soul by hearing and chanting, and dispels the darkness. Then the heart becomes effulgent with the divine light of prema. Nice, huh? That's really inspiring. Don't look in the mirror, though. Put your mirrors down, just glide along with the positive vibration. Then the heart becomes effulgent with the divine light of praying. Through Krishna's Ladini potency, Krishna nourishes his devotees. Krishna's personification of joy, and Krishna himself experiences happiness. His Ladini Shakti is the cause of the devotees' enjoyment also. So if you're feeling joy, what does it mean? If you're feeling joy and bhakti, what does it mean?
Krishna is
happy. Krishna's Ladini is
the center.
No. It means that Radharani are dancing in your heart. What did I say? What did I say? It means that drops, bindu, sindu, beep, 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 beep. Drops of Radharani are dancing in your heart. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. And then the Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki, Radharani ki. Mahabhasrupini Radharani ki. Krishna enjoys, you enjoy too? Praying, oh, that's next week. Okay, good night. Okay, so.